Thank you very much, Bhante. I think I just love to hear you reminiscing, I suppose, about your teachers and reminiscing about how those practices have been given to you and how then you've passed that on. And I, just while I was listening to you, I had a very strong sense of lineage, actually. I'm going to get all moved. Well, just of that sense of what you have been able to bring to us from your different teachers, their different qualities and their different experience, even the different jhanas that they've practiced within, and the fact that we're able to benefit from all that. And we'll have a very strong centre of gravity, I think, from which we can explore all those different teachings and different practices. So I just was very much aware of that as I was listening to you talk, just the sense of all of that just coming into presence for a moment. And I've just been able to, through you and through your teachers, just get that sense of what we do when we do the prostration practice, when we visualise the refuge tree, when we put that into its location as coming from the Buddha and coming down to us in that stream, really, that rain of the Dharma coming down to us. So thank you very much for that. And just to tell you, Bhante, we haven't planted any acacia trees, but we have planted trees around the cabin. We've planted...
Good.
What have we planted?
Just a range of trees.
A whole range of...
But we will have a grow of all.
We will. I could see Sangajivani. I can feel a Dana appeal coming. But it would be lovely, actually, maybe to get that, and maybe we'll get you back to do the first planting. At some point. So yeah, we took some advice, Bhante, from people that know about trees to get the right kind of trees in the cabin. So that's, we've done that quite recently. So that's great. We had a gardening retreat where some of them were planted. Some of you here planted some of them, so that's nice. There was something else I wanted to just thank you for, and it slipped my mind. Mindfulness not being my point, as Bhante knows. Well, I think it was just hearing you talk about Dardo Rinpoche, I always think, particularly moving. You know, I think something about Dardo Rinpoche really seems to have penetrated into our movement, I think, maybe particularly of all Bhante's teachers. He seems to be the one that quite a few of Bhante's immediate disciples, to use that terminology, met Dardo Rinpoche and had quite strong personal connections. But also many people seem to have really responded to Dardo Rinpoche. And we do have the stupas, both at Tiratnaloka and Padmaloka, with some of Dardo Rinpoche's ashes. So I just feel very sort of grateful that we've got that connection with such a obviously kind and compassionate person as Dardo Rinpoche. And just the final thing, years ago I remember talking to Bhante, I can't remember exactly when this was, but I said, in one of my fervent moments that I sometimes have, Bhante, what can we give you? As a guest, what could we give you? And he chuckled and he said, well, the one thing that I would like you can't give me, and that's time. You might not remember this. He said, the only way people can give me time is to know that the people that I ordained are ordaining other people, and that they're carrying on practicing with the same strength of practice as the people that Bhante had ordained. And I thought, we're sitting in a room where that's actually coming to fruition. So maybe this is a little bit of a gift for you, Bhante, that we can say that in this room we have people that you have ordained who have ordained other people. And even people who were ordained by people who you ordained have ordained other people. And that just is happening. And lineage isn't just one way. So, you know, let's just take the opportunity today to just reflect on the gifts that Bhante has given us and how we can pay that back in a sense. By just really being willing to practice and being willing to take those compassionate actions wherever we can, and just to carry on, you know, offering them so that someday I hope every single person in here will be ordaining other people. So that's our hope. So thank you very much, Bhante, for coming and for doing that. So what we're going to do now is Sridevi is going to start the mantra. It's a very nice mantra. I don't know if you know this one, Bhante. It might be new to you.
Hmm.
You know, mantras seem to be proliferating at the moment. The Tara mantra. And then we'll go, Bhante and I will just go and get ourselves ready. And then we'll go down. When we get down there, before we enter, there is one thing I forgot to mention, which is the snipping, the cutting of the ribbon, which of course Bhante is going to do.
A green one.
A green ribbon, of course. We did say green and white, but I don't know how Glasgow Celtic goes yesterday. Just in case. We thought just green. So when we see that green ribbon and when we chant the green Tara mantra, let's just remember what Bhante said to them, the mysterious qualities. Her, you know, dark qualities that bring out that that compassion and compassionate action. Okay. So when we're all down there, I'll explain what the rest of the program will be. Hmm?